orbital frontal cortex, 2024. I drank the wine last night. It's now, 3 months after bottling, so it's early days. The wine is still super fresh, but my impression at the moment is super clean, super fresh, nice length on the wine. I'm actually quite positive at the moment. It's actually quite a powerful wine. So something I think is going to age really beautifully, but very clean, very precise. So we've got in there a lot of different varieties. So I think there's most of the time it ends up being about 12. Busy driving now, so I don't know all my notes with me. But there's a lot of different varieties. There's some really good Claret Blanche in that from the Swartland. Some excellent Verdello from Rivière Castile, from Stellenbosch, from the Voorpaardeberg. We've got some little bits of Roussan, Marsan, and that's from Stellenbosch direction and also from the Swartland. Little bits and pieces of also a fairly big component of Chenin, not so massive, but a little bit. It's only one block that we buy from Kulinov side, from Stellenbosch. Fermented obviously in different vessels. There's some amphora, there's some old oak, there's some Chardonnay with new oak in that. There's quite a bit of concrete egg-shaped fermenters. So quite a big spectrum of different vessels that it fermented in. Obviously, we do everything spontaneous fermentation, no additives. We work with a little bit of sulfur, but that's the only thing we work with. The wine stays on the lees for a year and we bottle it. The story of orbital frontal cortex is many years ago, where I was sitting on a plane. I was flying to Joburg. There was a doctor next to me and we started chatting, and he ended up being a brain expert. What they would do, they would put people on computers and tap into their subconscious while they're doing stuff. So we did an experiment at the cellar where they put me on computers. So they basically arrived with their whole team. They put 128 electrodes on my skull. That was the most they've done. And then they would hand me my own wine from barrel. So not finished wine in barrel, but not bottled wine. And I was tasting these wines, and they monitored what was going on in my subconscious while I was tasting these wines. And based on what they were measuring in my subconscious, they worked out the best vineyards in the cellar mathematically. And then also mathematically the best possible blend in the cellar. Now that took a couple of months. It's a complicated thing with lots of math guys. And then they came back with the result. But while they were doing that, we said, okay, cool, we're going to work out our own best blend in the cellar. So there we worked with components we knew was good, stuff that we liked. We picked those ones out, we put them on the table, and with test tubes, like small tubes, we started experimenting on a very small scale what the best combination of varieties for that particular year was. And we got to a control. And when these guys came back with their result, it was completely different to our one. So in 2015, we bottled Orbito Frontal Cortex, which is our one that we did our control. And your Orbito Frontal Cortex is the part of your brain that you can manipulate. It's the front part of your brain. And their wine we bottled as Limbic. So Limbic is the part of your brain that's your emotion that you have no control over. That's what we measured with the experiment of these guys. Then Limbic we can never do again. Obviously, it's too complicated and we're not going to do it again. But we can do Orbito Frontal Cortex every year. We pick the stuff that we like the most. As we taste through all the wines in the cellar, we would mark a barrel saying, this is a Orbito Frontal Cortex barrel. So we just mark them. And at the very end, all of those barrels go together under the Orbital Frontal Cortex wine. It's never, no 2 years ever the same. But what I've seen over the years, if you taste all these wines next to each other, there's a line running through them, like a thread. Because it's always what I like and what my preference are. So it's going to be along a specific style, which is quite interesting.